the blueberry chicks by the blueberry store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks of the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Courtney Tobel, Hillary Fisher here in the studio, and it's just the two chicks and me this morning.
Yes, Shelly
is not here. She's taking care of some blueberry business on the other side of the country, yep. And she'll be home soon. So,
and we don't even have any treats.
No treats. So it's just us, and we're going to limp ourselves through the show. But we'll get it. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about some collaborations and some partnerships that you guys have with people that use your product, and vice versa.
Correct.
So, who do you want to start with?
Well, I would start off with in Grand Junction, the restaurant, which is known as Country Fair. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, us locals call it Good Food.
Right.
Because that's the sign in the window.
Yep.
Good food. Which it is. It's very good food. Shout out to Mike and Tiffany. Hey. Mm-hmm. We were there Sunday and had the best blueberry pancakes going.
Okay.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. And was that a special something, or does he do blueberry pancakes all the time?
All the time.
All the time.
Right on.
But you know where they get their frozen blueberries?
Right.
Us, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm just telling you, whatever size pancake you want, they will make.
Okay.
Big, small, medium.
Yep.
How do you like your pancakes, Hillary? Do you like them big? Do you like them real thick? I like mine kind of thinner if we can, you know.
Yeah, no.
A bunch of thinner ones.
Well, it depends on what else I'm eating.
Okay, all right.
And you know me, I like dessert first.
Right.
Of course, I want to eat my pancake first.
Sure.
So I go for a larger one.
All right. Yeah. Courtney, how do you prefer your pancake?
A little on the thinner side.
A little on the thinner side. Right. Yeah, with thinner side. Sorry about that. Actually, they are kind of sinful if you eat too many.
Right,
of course.
Right.
But no, blueberry pancakes are great. And of course, that is a little gem that a lot of people don't know about is Mike's place right there, right next to the railroad tracks in Grand Junction.
Well, and it's nice because it was a lot of local people. So you got to catch up with like a neighborhood feel,
right.
Which was nice.
And even at that place, that far out of town, it changes come summer.
Oh,
you
for
got a
sure.
whole lot of visitors and people that come in for the summer.
Well,
and
they have them lakes.
Living out there by the lake.
Yeah.
Saddle Lake is out there. There's some beautiful lakes out there.
Exactly. Yeah. But we enjoyed our breakfast there, and I just really thought it was really good.
Right on.
It was good food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Always is.
So shout out to him. Now, you did put this blueberry maple syrup in front of me, which is from the blueberry store. Do they use that there by any chance?
They don't, but we should get them too. You know what? The next time Mike comes in, I'm going to send him with some.
Yeah.
Because that's local also.
Yeah. Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And I think just as another lovely little flair to the blueberry pancakes and a little blueberry syrup at the same time.
Yeah, I did bring you a spoon so you could actually taste it. I'm not like treat. I didn't make you any like French toast or pancake or anything to go with it.
Are you kidding me? No butter?
Spoon.
Just a spoon. A spoon in a jar and a bottle of blueberry maple
bon
syrup. Yes. I'm sure it's wonderful.
That's my cooking.
And I will try it in a second. But what is, you have it here and they weren't using it. They're not using it, so why do I have this in front of me?
Well, we just wanted to, spotlight people that we have worked with and that work with us well, and you got to
spoon
pour
don't
it.
Fit either. Making this complicated on the radio. I got faders over here. I got to get the right levels. I've got to watch what our levels are over here.
There you go. Spoonful.
I think I'm just going to go. Well, all right. I'll do a spoonful.
You know what? It's yours. You can just gulp
spoonful.
It however you want.
Yeah. It tastes like blueberries in there.
And maple.
I've never actually had this at home where I could try it on my pancakes.
Well, now
or
you
French
have
toast.
Now you have it.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
You are.
I'm
going to
do that maybe tonight for dinner.
So, Court, who do we partner with that?
That is the Sugar House in South Haven.
Sugar House.
Yep.
And
in South Haven, and they make this?
Ridley's, yep.
And they bottle it right on premises and all that stuff,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I don't
really?
Know if they do any tours of their facility or not, but we did partner with them last year to make that, and it sells really well. It's a good seller.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Do they do any other products with you, or is it just the blueberry syrup?
Just that.
Okay.
At this point,
well,
we
everything starts somewhere, and relationships build, and next thing you know, you've got 20 products with them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and they don't just partner with us; they also sell other products of theirs at where else?
They have a lot of places in downtown. Nature's Country Cupboard, Arden's Farm Market. If you go on their website, there's a whole list of people.
Nature's Country Cupboard is that downtown? You said that is. Where?
Oh, yeah. It's right.
I mean, I live here. I mean, what are you talking? How can you not know when there's not a business downtown?
It's like three doors down from the blueberry store.
Heading west.
Yeah.
Wow.
Head towards the lake.
I'm telling you. Oh, is that where that the not cheap store used to be, where you can get all the napkins? Yeah. And is that in the same place where that was?
Nope. A little further down.
A little further down.
I think they've been there for as long as I can remember.
You should get downtown and shop a little bit.
You know, maybe I try to walk through town at least once a year.
Yeah.
And I always drive through. I drive through almost every day because I do like to make that.
The loop.
The loop and check out the beach and say hello to the pier, even when it's not nice. And it's always good to see. So and I guess I just don't pay much attention going through town.
Well, now you will.
Yeah. I suspect that a lot of locals are like that.
Oh, I know we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't know there was a tattoo shop.
Yeah. Did you know there's a tattoo shop in South Haven now?
Yeah. Well, it used to be right next to the Dairy Queen when it was Dairy Queen.
No, not there anymore.
There's a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in those condos kind of behind the Taste. You know that back road?
Oh, yeah. That's Eagle Street.
Yeah. It's right on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that actually is quite a little developing street right there.
It is now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we are planning a girls' day. If you want to crash with us, we're gonna go shopping downtown South Haven.
Okay, well, maybe I'll stop by for a minute for lunch or something. And
you take all of our bags for us and join us for lunch.
Right.
You know, and even that guy right over there on water, right over there by the Old Harbor Village, he's got the little barber shop in there.
Oh yeah,
you know, it's you kind of don't see it, but you do see it.
Yeah.
And so there's a shout out to him too. I don't know who he is, but I know that I've heard good things about him. So
I have seen some stuff on social media. It all looked really good.
Yeah.
I think bringing in younger kids or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, though, I had a conversation with my daughter the other day. She's looking for wedding venues. And I said, we really should go look at this because I think we can do a lot more with it and this and that. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of like, wow, this is just beautiful. She shows me the video of it. And I said, well, I like that and all, and I hope, you know, you gotta go look at it and not just see the video, because I can make a piece of crap look as nice as that place did too. It's all about what the camera sees.
Exactly.
You know? You don't point at the crappy stuff, you know. So I'm like, I was trying to teach her a little lesson of the world, and you can't believe everything you see, because when you got someone hired to make a video like that, they're going to make a real nice looking video. And sometimes we have to make a turd look good.
Well, it's funny you brought that up. We were just in like Milburgh area yesterday, and there's a wedding venue called the Blue Dress.
Okay.
Never seen it, never heard of it, drove by it. Maybe she should check that one out.
Maybe she should, and maybe they should have blueberries. But we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more with the two ladies right here on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Rob
Bird's Moondog Show. Ooh, I'm Even Steven, and I used to be on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Now I'm just a low-budget voice talent. My washer and dryer broke, so now I go to Goody's Wash and Go. At Goody's Wash and Go, my laundry has never been cleaner. Sometimes I use the quarter machines, and sometimes I use the wash, dry, and fold service. And now I hear they pick up and deliver for free. Woo! So go to Goody's Wash and Go today and get your clothes as clean as mine. That's Goody's Wash and Go.
Hey y'all, it's the weekend and time for a big old barbecue. But you won't catch me doing all that prepping, cooking, and cleaning. I go out to Mama's TJM Barbecue. That stands for Tender Juicy Meats. And now, they also offer deep fried chicken wings, dark meat, and chicken strips. You'll find them at 68099 County Road 388 on the southwest corner of 68th and Phoenix, right next to the Fun Park. And on Facebook at Mama's TJM BBQ. Call ahead at 269-252-1464. From single meals to catered events, Mama's Barbecue. Go get yourself some. If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
If you love history, and I know you do, you can now see both House of David documentary films, The House of David Life Everlasting, and The House of David's Bearded Boys of Baseball on Amazon Prime. Either go to Amazon and search for these films, or go to HODfilm.com and find the links there. These films delve into the amazing history of the House of David and the impact they had on Southwest Michigan and the world. Find these films and more on HODfilm.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks with Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Good morning to all you out there. I think we might have forgot to do that in that beginning of the first segment. But we've got a lot of other really cool places to talk about. One of the, it's a huge attraction here in the area, and it's in Fenville, and that's Crane's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And pies are cool, but they have a cool orchard, and they do the U-Pick and all that crazy stuff, and they have all kinds of
restaurants
and mazes, yep. I think, yep. for the Halloween and all that good stuff. But blueberry pies is one of the big things that they do out there, and where do they get their blueberries?
They do a lot of stuff out there. They actually sell a lot of our product.
Yes.
Private label?
Nope.
Nope, just our label. Okay. Yep. We partner with those quite a bit with all kinds of products. But basically, they sell the most of our chocolate covered, I would say.
And pretzels.
Pretzels.
Chocolate our covered blueberries.
Blueberries mm-hmm. and our yogurt covered pretzels.
Okay.
They're a big seller out there.
Yeah.
Uh huh. All the fancy tourists coming in for their yogurt pretzels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just like to go there, you know, check our stuff and have lunch. So.
Well, and it's certainly a good place to do so. They've got good food and wine. It's got a cool little atmosphere out there. Mm-hmm. And
yep.
And you can get lost for a day if you close your eyes and then take off walking.
Exactly. But
once you get out in those orchards, they're huge. They got a lot of room out there.
And we are very fortunate to live in this area where we can have nice agriculture and we can also feel like downtown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can shop and have agriculture, which I don't know too many places that can have that.
Right.
I mean, we are lucky where we live.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree with that. Especially, well, I mean, that's not getting to like, you know, some of the bigger cities with crime and all that.
Right.
We're kind of, you know, we talk these days about a lot of these issues on the border and people coming in mm-hmm. that may not have good intentions for us.
Right.
I hope in my heart that at least here in South Haven, Michigan, we're a little isolated from it. We're not, because it'll always spill over. But if there were anything the huge were to happen, not to be a downer on a Saturday morning, hopefully it's not Chicago, because that's close enough. But it would be like New York City where.
And you're right. We are fortunate. We don't have a lot of
crime. In many ways. And we're fortunate in many ways because we don't have any venomous snakes. Well, there's the Michigan Rattler, the Massasauga, but they're very rare.
Right.
Even
no
if you
sharks.
Do get bit, it's probably just a pinprick and you're going to swallow up a little bit.
Yeah.
No sharks in our beautiful ocean, which our lake, which mm-hmm. looks like an ocean, minus the salt. We're kind of right where we are. We're not immune to tornadoes, but we kind of are.
Mm-hmm. Well, no alligators, crocodiles, scorpions.
Yeah, nothing in our waters that's going to eat you. Nothing that, well, we have brown recluses here, but those are kind of rare, too.
Yeah.
You don't
hear
about too many things like that. So, you know, with all of that, the agriculture and the beauty of where we live,
mm-hmm.
we kind of do have it all. I mean, it's not, South Haven might be a tougher place if you want to become a millionaire, because those opportunities aren't there like they are in the big city.
Right.
But if you're here to live a good life and around good people and just hopefully have a happy life,
this
is the place to be.
And growing up, you don't realize that.
No.
You know, you're like, oh, it's so boring.
I left
what
here for 17
do?
Years.
Yeah.
And was in Grand Rapids. And I love Grand Rapids. And I still kind of half city boy, half this.
Mm-hmm.
I like the seclusion of where I am. But then when I get back to Grand Rapids for a minute, it's like, wow, it's kind of cool being around these people until you
the busyness.
Do a couple mm-hmm. stoplights and you're like, all right, back to South Haven I go.
Yeah.
Well, and one thing that South Haven does have is Berry Bear. You know,
yeah,
we're lucky to have Berry Bear. Yeah. So, you know, that's our mascot and we've done a lot with him. We actually sell him as a stuffed animal, but he's also on the beer that we get from Three Blondes.
Well, I was just about when you said the Berry Bear. I'm like, the True Blue Bear beer.
Right. Yep.
It almost got one too many B's and it makes it a little tough. It's like the True Blue Bear beer. Once you get it, it kind of rolls off the tongue. But when you're trying to think of it, it's that those B's, True Blue Bear beer. It's just almost one too many. But
well, and you know, so we try to always have that in stock at our downtown location,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard to get.
It is very hard.
Yeah.
So if we don't have it, actually Myers, they'll have it. They kind of buy the stock before we even get to, because we're so small.
Well, I bet you if somebody wanted to make a huge run of it to have it in their garage or to store it for a long time, you probably could make the arrangements with Three Blondes to have them do it. But I'm sure there's probably a minimum run they would do.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I know that they can always get the blueberries. They're available year round.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So we will have that maybe in stock in a month?
May to June, yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned the True Blue Bear beer being in. It's featured in the pilot, the Blueberry Chicks episode that we are, that we will actually be presenting to PBS on Monday.
So exciting.
Yes. Oh, and
I know Shelly said she got to see the clip of it, and she
got to see the whole thing.
She was just so excited. She's over the moon with it.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you did a great job.
Well, thank you. And we're just going to keep making it better.
Yeah.
Because that was the first run for everybody. I mean, I've done TV before and I've done shows kind of like that.
Right.
But the complications of this one that we're doing are certainly its own unique. I'll just call them unique. You know, the train never bothered us. It was just during the setup, but we never heard it after that. Treat, first time. You know, Shelly's got some experience in front of the camera stuff, but Treat never has.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, she's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. And that's just not who she is. Who she is, you can feel that right through the TV, through the screen.
Yeah, I agree. She's come a long way, especially even here on the radio.
Yeah.
At first, she didn't even want to talk. She just wanted to bring us food. Now you got her talking the whole segment.
For 3 months.
Yeah.
She's, I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe we're going to do this. TV, what? I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, it is. And, you know, and once she gets that confidence, let's see why she's going to be that holy terror. She's smacking things down and yelling at everybody on the set.
Chef.
Like Martha Stewart.
Med chef, right?
I don't see that ever coming from her.
Now,
but,
circling back to Monday, when will you know if they accept it?
I'm going to half wager my guess is he'll tell us right then.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
They want our programming. And if it meets the PBS standards of quality and is a good show, they're going to say yes.
I don't know why they wouldn't.
I don't know why they wouldn't. I've worked with PBS before and it can be interesting, and they have a whole different philosophy than what most people know about commercial TV. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways you have to say things. There's different ways you can't make it feel like it's a commercial for anything.
Okay.
You know, but I just have a feeling they may say, well, we need to tweak this a little, tweak that a little, maybe have some suggestions how we can do better moving into the series. But I just can't see how they won't take this.
Well, nice. I know. I can't wait till Monday. I'm so excited.
And if they don't, there's plenty of other PBS stations on there. I changed the credit. I put their name as the host station on it. And there we go. So
our new adventure.
Yes,
right?
Yeah. But on that note, we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Blueberry discussion with the Blueberry Chicks, with these two Blueberry Chicks with their Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store on Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelly Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the Blueberry Buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Have you noticed a project that could use a little attention? If so, you deserve the best quality flat work, masonry, and carpentry in the South Haven area. No project is too big or too small. For almost 30 years, John Isom has been delivering superior quality flat work, masonry, and carpentry. It's time to let John put all of his years of experience in action for you. So call 269-767-3225 today and get your free quote on flat work, masonry, and carpentry.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Courtney Tobel, Hillary Fisher here in the studio. And Shelly, we gave her the week off.
Yeah. She's so lucky.
She's busy. She's got the month off, doesn't she?
Right.
She's got the whole month off. Right. Now, the other day, I said something like she went to the other side of the world, and they're like, no, she didn't, because I was... But actually, she went to like Belize, right?
Or, I think so.
She was in the southern hemisphere. We're in the northern. So technically, she went to the other side of the world, right?
For the eclipse.
That's right. For the eclipse. And, yeah. But someone was like, yeah, she went to the other side. No, she just went down south. I'm, well, that is the other side. If you're 1 foot on the north, the equator, and then you step over and you're 1 south, that is the other side. Yeah. Technically, is it not?
Yeah, it is. All right. It is. All
right. Well, that's at least what we'll call it for right now. But so ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah. Courtney told me, you know, we always get new customers and sometimes I'm not aware of it because I am busy. I do have another job, but I mean, we're in and out. So she just told me the other day that we have a new customer.
Yep. Over in Bay City. It's called Michigan Cream and Sugar Ice Cream Shop.
Michigan Cream and Sugar Ice Cream Shop.
Company. Yep.
Company.
Yep. Over in Bay City, right downtown, right along the river.
Mm-hmm.
And they... just started getting our frozen blueberries, and they made a blueberry waffle cone ice cream.
Really?
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah. A blueberry waffle cone ice cream. Is it the waffle, the blueberries in the waffle cone?
Nope.
Or are they part of the ice cream?
It's blueberry infused, and then they have like pieces of the waffle cone in the ice cream.
So they'll have the blueberries and the waffle in the ice cream.
Yep.
Which just gave me a total different idea for waffle cones.
Oh, right.
Where you mix up some little bits of ice of blueberry in your waffle cone,
and
too.
And we can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you, I mean, then that opens up the door to really any fruit, a strawberry waffle cone.
Yeah.
Well, interesting. Our next stop will be Sherman's.
Here we go. new venture, ladies.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
So.
Well, Shelly would love it. She's always looking for the next thing, and she does it, I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've got into our third segment with you guys. We never have given out the phone number yet. Would you like me to, or would you like to?
Rob, you're the pro.
All right, 1-877-654-2400. That's the number where you can call these ladies and talk to them about really any products, recipes, the blueberry chicks, anything blueberry related. And maybe if you're just bored and you want to have someone to talk to, you can call that number. But go to theblueberrystore.com, and they might bring you back to blueberries. Ma'am, if we're going to talk, I'll talk to you, but it's got to be about blueberries.
Exactly. Yep.
I know your grandson's a great boy, but
there's customers that just
yesterday.
That
well,
guy.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, we had a guy. He was calling from Colorado, and he just, you know, he's been burned so many times with shipping products, not our products, other products, and just things being broke.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to make sure if he ordered from us, like, how do we pack it? Which tell our audience how we pack things so well.
Bubble wrap, paper, like. We are not packing like Amazon, but I mean,
you're better than Amazon.
Correct.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Yeah. That's what he was saying.
I've never had any issues with anything being broke coming from Amazon. So
I haven't either.
So if you even do better than that, then that's even
wrap,
better.
Bubble wrap, you name it.
Yeah.
It should be able to bounce.
Yeah.
But hopefully it doesn't bounce, but it should be able to.
And then we also have flat rate shipping, $11.95, no matter what you buy. How much you buy, $11.95 is what it'll cost you.
And he couldn't believe that either.
Yeah.
He was like, what? That's the
This is kind of hard to believe. So if I bought 1,000 pounds, it only costs $11.95 to ship.
Yep.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yep.
Well, but if you buy one box of coffee, it's also $11.95.
Okay. All right. So make sure you buy a couple things. Take advantage of it while you can, for sure. Yep. So.
But a lot does go into our packing. I mean, and they do a great job. They really do secure all of our glass products.
Okay. And when you talk glass products, what are you talking about?
Jellies, juices.
Do you guys have any other glass products, like where you have the blueberry logo or anything like on a cup or any kind of like a wine glass? Or
we do sell glassware,
mm-hmm.
but normally it's just retail. A lot of people don't order that.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But we do have it in our catalog, and it is available to order.
Well, what are the store hours right now?
Right now, they are 11 to 6, and we'll change that in May.
11 to 6, and that's 7 days a week, right?
Yes,
downtown, yep.
How's the, when you open 7 days a week, that means you have to have employees to work those days. I know that, for a while, maybe people are still struggling with that. How has it been finding employees?
Well, we found we could do a lot of things with less people.
Mm-hmm.
we would like more people, but we've been able to get a couple of retirees that love working and sure. are happy to be there. Mm-hmm. And if we can pair them with a more energetic person, then there's no problems going up and down the stairs, because a lot of people don't realize that we have a full basement where we keep all of our products. Yeah. So there's 13 stairs you have to go up and down a couple times right. a day.
Well, I don't know where you're going to find those younger, more energetic people, because most baby boomers I know I will outrun one of these lazy 20-year-olds that are out there right now.
Yeah. Well, we are very fortunate with the staff we have down yeah. there. They're hilarious. They keep us on our toes for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's all in May. You go to what the hours in May, just so people may be able to prepare, get it on their calendar for the
longer
hours.
I'm going to say 10 hours. To 7.
Okay. And that will also be 7 days a week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you guys ready for summer?
Well, we are getting some new product. I'm glad you asked. We got some new product in, and we're pretty excited about it.
Yep.
A lot of housewares, kitchenware,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Some health and beauty.
Yeah.
Like if you need a blueberry mask now, like we have.
A blueberry mask.
Like a face mask. Like to
facial.
Yeah.
Oh, for facials.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can
yeah.
smell like a blueberry all day, huh?
Yeah.
And we got the blueberry sugar scrub.
Yeah.
Sugar scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, we only got a minute left here. So I have, obviously the blueberries have great health benefits when you ingest them and eat them.
Correct. Yeah.
Are they good for the skin too? Or is this just.
I'm going to say yes. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they be?
The obviously, hopefully, that it's all natural products or whatever. It's going to be good. So blueberries certainly can't hurt.
Like,
so.
I don't think it can hurt the product
no.
at all.
Right.
If anything, it will just make it better.
Hey, it's certainly smell better.
Yeah, yeah.
But
exactly.
I would want, through this process, we find out that if you smear blueberries on your skin once a day, you wipe 10 years off your life. Would you do it? Would you take
my
a blueberry
gosh,
bath?
Yes, I would. I'd be in blue. It once a week.
I think that would be yeah. Shelly's dream to yeah. be able to sell blueberry baths.
Yeah, there you go. We'll try it.
Right.
Yeah, ladies. You know, and as we worried about what we could possibly talk about without Shelly here.
Yeah.
We did awesome.
Yeah.
Did.
Or treats.
No treats, good. Treats.
Yeah.
Hopefully those will be coming back soon. I'm sure they will. And I know, pretty sure Shelly will be back next week.
Yeah.
And,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully next week when we come back and talk to you guys on Saturday, we've got some great news about.
Oh, I can't wait.
About moving forward yes. with some more episodes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, but as of now, if you guys are out there and you just want to check out a little bit, you can go to blueberrychicks.com, and there's a website there, and it's not complete. We just got a little info on it. I got a lot right. more to do on it, but we are going to make that a pretty cool website that it'll be very interactive with the show.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
So ladies, awesome having you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You guys have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.